It's the Balfi Show, and we're hanging out right now with Maroon 5's Adam Levine. Adam, thank you so much for the time, buddy.
What's up?
Between the band and the voice, the fragrance, since the band started, this has got to be the busiest you've ever been, right?
Definitely 100% accurate statement.
It's one thing just to, you know, record and release singles and then tour behind it across the globe like you've done with Maroon 5, but now venturing in all these other projects, how are you managing this new schedule, really?
It's just one of those things. You roll with the punches and you kind of go with the flow, and you have to match the energy of the moment. You know, and this is what's happening right now. And
you know, are you finding that tough to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as tough when we're on the road, actually. I mean, this is a big day of press we're doing today, and I got the fragrance and all that stuff now. But once you're on the road, it's like you have a singular purpose. It's like you want the show to be really great, and that's your job. When you get home and you're not on tour, then all the other things, the peripheral things, start to kind of take over. So it's actually a little more stressful to not be on tour.
I'm sure it helped as well with this particular tour, because I think we spoke back in the fall, right as you were wrapping up, I think, Australia, right? You did before this was overexposed?
Yeah, Australia. We did Southeast Asia, Australia, and South America, all those territories.
You were telling me you were able to kind of almost prep this U.S. tour as you did those dates.
Yeah, which was really cool, because you got to try things out. You check out new crowds, new countries, see what's working, see what's not. Make little tweaks in your show, and then by the time you do a tour in the States, which is where we're from, clearly that's very important to us, you're ready, and we're very much ready for this. So it's very cool.
Adam Levine is here right now on the Ralphie Show. So Adam, why a fragrance? I this is the last thing I thought that you would launch.
It's good to keep people guessing, right?
I guess, yeah.
I think that it hasn't been done particularly well, so there's a negative stigma attached to it, a stigma that I very much was a part of. So I thought maybe, well, you can just hate something, which is one way of dealing with it, or you can take an opportunity that falls into your lap and use it to make something good.
That attitude that you have, you've kind of embraced that with your music as well, haven't you, with this last album?
Yeah. It doesn't really matter what you like to do or how your interests develop over time. It's just whether or not it satisfies you and whether or not you put the time and the effort and the care and the artistry and the passion into it enough to make it really good. I will not sit here and tell you I don't love to make money, because I do love to make money. However, that's not the only reason why I'm doing a lot of these things. I would never have done this fragrance if it wasn't something that I couldn't be creatively involved in.
Adam Levine's here on the Ralphie Show. We just unfortunately read about Lady Gaga having to cancel her tour due to her injury. Obviously, you're not doing any choreography when you're on stage, and it's been written about many times that you like yoga. Pretty much keep you in shape?
It's a shame to hear that.
Did you not know about
Gaga?
No,
I mean, I've been in a bubble. I heard something about it, but
she has a labral torn hip, I believe is the term. It's the exact same injury Alex Rodriguez has. That's going to him out for the season. She had to cancel the rest of her dates on the Born This Way ball.
See, it breaks my heart, because I know, I don't know her, but I know clearly she loves to perform. You know, I just try to stay in shape. It's easy for your body to fall apart. And, you know, rock and roll glory days are kind of not what they used to be. I like to do yoga. I like to stay in really good shape. The stage is 4 times as big as it ever was before. We travel with our own stage now, so it's a lot more of a workout. Just pushing myself, you know, and there is a competitive kind of athletic sensibility about what I do, because I've always been into sports.
Is it hanging in the back of your head that we're about a month away from your 34th birthday?
I thought about that today. I was like, I'm going to be 34, 35. How old am I? Which must be a good
34
thing.
You'll be 34. I'll be 34. According to Wikipedia, yes.
Still the right side of 30. Still the right side of 30. Hanging on for another year.
We're wrapping up with Adam Levine here on the Ralphie Show. I was at the Grammys. I had no idea that Girl on Fire would mash up so well with Daylight. Did you?
Yeah, actually, I did have a feeling it would. I remember talking about it early on and thinking those songs, there's a common thread. They have these big extended choruses, these big notes. And I thought, wow, there's got to be some way to marry them. And there were some chants and there were some things that were alike. So Alicia was totally into it. I was totally into it. It was really great. We collaborated. We worked really hard on it. And you know, that was cool. The Grammy producers were amazing, because they really let us have the reins, which means a lot for any artist, because I know how much control the Grammy Association kind of exerts, you know, and the fact that they really entrusted us. I mean, you know, they worked with us, obviously, but they entrusted us to see it through. It was just wonderful to gain that trust from the Grammys. It was really cool sign of respect, and I am like over the moon with how everything went down. I'm so happy. I can't wait to do something else.
It sounded great, and I guess that leads me to, you get to choose what song you're going to perform, because they could have said, hey, why don't you do Payphone instead, because that was nominated.
No, they were a really big fan of the song Daylight, and I'm so happy, because that's my favorite song on the record.
Overexposed, that album, it's in stores right now. Mr. Adam Levine, Maroon 5, thank you so much for the time, buddy.
Awesome, brother.